The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
And welcome back to our second hour of the Power Hour for today, Monday, December 19th, 2022. 6 days until we celebrate Christ's birth. Now, technically, if you really research the scriptures, the actual date of his birth may have occurred around the end of September, but I don't want to be the one to start it on the radio program this morning, but there's little evidence pointing in that direction if you absolutely want to know the truth about it. Look at the history, folks. That's what it's all about. Now, just imagine an America without God. Well, the president of the Christian Action Network, Martin Moyer, is joining us on the show again. And funny as it may seem, he's got this article out about without God, there could be no American form of government and no American way of life. You got to have an American form of government. It was founded on the scriptures, founded on God. And I want to get into that poll, and Martin and I were talking about this during the break, about the 4 in 10 Americans believing humanity is living in the end times. And Martin, you were saying you were wondering why that figure wasn't higher. Welcome to the show.
Yes, it was. Well, thanks for having me back on. I appreciate being here. Yeah, so 4 in 10 Americans believe we are now living in the end times. And this is according to a Pew Research study. Interesting about the, looking at the details of this poll, people don't actually say why they believe we are living in the end times. And some of the writers out there are saying, well, people are looking at global warming and they're looking at floods, looking at hurricanes, and supposing that's why people think we are living in the end times. That's from a liberal journalist perspective, right? But, you know, if over 43% of Christians think we are living in the end times, and as I mentioned to you off the air, that 67% of blacks think that we are now living in the end times. And I don't think these people are looking at floods and earthquakes and hurricane and the warming weather as the reason why they think we are now living in those end times. I think they're just looking at their window. You know, they're looking at what's on their local news. They're looking at what's on the national news. And they're seeing America and the world basically destroy itself. And a lot of people out there who may not be real familiar with Revelation have this perhaps attitude that the world's going to end because God is going to destroy it. And that's not what Revelation teaches at all. It basically teaches that we as humans are going to destroy ourselves. We're the ones that's bringing this calamity on our shoulders. And again, if we look at what's going on with the high rate of crime, the people who are dying of suicides and drug overdoses, and we could just go on and on with that increasing list of ills that we see in society, it looks like man's about to destroy itself. And I think that's what's leading people to think we are living in the end times.
Well, here's the thing that I notice, Matt, about this. This is from Revelation 6, starting at verse 12. I just dug my Bible out, by the way, for those of you who saw me on our reruns on Rumble and Brighteon, back away from the camera. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and he said there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. The moon became as blood, which would be red. The stars from heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. That's Matthew 24, verse 32. Reflection on that. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, which would be, of course, when Christ returns to gather the elect. That's kind of the interpretation where some of Christianity is going. But, based on this Pew Research, which I think stinks because they don't ask the right questions. Everybody, every time they come out and they have a apparent audit or poll, they conduct. It's like one of the three lies, lies, damned lies, and statistics. Polls fall into the latter of the three categories. And people have a tendency to believe what the masses believe rather than think for themselves. And this is one of the reasons why I think our show, we have more critical thinkers on this program that could accept the truth that they were told. Now, you know, of course, plagues, yeah, they're there. Is Satan running the world? Yep. It is his world. The Bible clearly says that his kind were cast down here. A third of the angels of heaven were cast down. And so we're living in hell right now, hell on earth. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me that 67%. I think at some point in time, people will come to realize that the black folk really have spirituality. They really want to be spiritual. That's why you see the higher numbers of, you know, 67% of those believing that we're in the end times, because they really do want to be right with God, don't you think?
Oh, I agree. And we talked about that on our podcast. We had a number of people sitting around the table debating this issue about how many Christians believe we're in the end times, how many blacks, how many. They actually have a separate poll for Catholics. 27% of the Catholics think that we're in the end times.
27? That's it? We need to have an exorcism. We need to have an exorcism.
Yeah, but that was before the Pope came out a couple Sundays ago and said that he foresees total worldwide destruction in our near future. So maybe now that the Pope has enlightened them, that number would be higher than 27%. So, look, you know, we are living in a time.
Martin, which perp are you referring to? Which perp are you referring to?
Francis.
Oh, okay. Pope Francis. Okay.
Yeah, Pope Francis, right.
Okay.
And, you know, he came out and predicted that. Well, let me read you his quote. And this was a couple Sundays ago. Now, this quote came after this poll. So he says, "It is a bitter time filled with the rumbling of war, growing injustice, famine, poverty, and suffering. But at this bleak and disconcerting time, there are omens of even greater destruction and desolation ahead." So, you know, it does sound like if some Catholics had heard this quote before the poll, maybe they would have been higher than 27%, seeing this as the end times, or that we're living near the end of, you know, our existence. So, I don't know. It's an interesting poll for sure. But the only reason why we're there is because our world, and especially our country, has forgotten to follow God. And the more we throw God off of our shoulders and throw him down to the ground and start trampling on him, the greater our nation plunges into chaos, into disorder, and into the mirror of crime and you know, drug overdoses and suicides and all the like that we're now witnessing that's plaguing the society we're living in.
Well, the bigger problem is that, if you know, what does Pope Francis know that we, the people, don't know? I mean, obviously, my thought process is here, if based on what you've said, that more Catholics would believe it. Who are the Catholics actually putting their faith in, and why do they have to believe the Pope and forget about believing God? I mean, that's half the problem, right?
Well, yeah. You know, half the problem is that, you know, we go to church every day. We listen to what the pastor tells us, and that is the extent of our research and what the Bible has to say. And if we actually look at the Bible and what it says, then we would see a whole lot more of how the truth is being trampled around this country. And we would see for ourselves that we are about to destroy the very foundations that built this country. And that is what you gave a quote earlier in the show. And I want to make sure people know not my quote. This quote came from President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1955, and I want to read it again. He says, "Without God, there could be no American form of government, nor an American way of life." Now, that's a pretty shocking statement to make any time, much less probably back in 1955. It's almost like he saw this without God coming to America and wanted to remind people that if you forsake God, you're not going to have the American form of government and the American way of life that you are now living in. And exactly what did he mean by that, though? And I think it's kind of clear that our founding fathers built this nation because they knew people believed in God, and they had self-regulatory behavior to guide them with the freedoms that this country was about to give them. So the Bill of Rights, almost all of our laws are there to give you freedom, to allow you to move freely, to think freely, to act freely. And it's only because people believed in God that they would be answerable to him in this life and the life afterwards. So that belief in God alone would curtail their behavior. But if you take God out of the equation and people are allowed to decide for themselves what the absolute truths are, you're going to have millions of people disagreeing on what is right and what is wrong. And someone, and this, of course, always happens, is going to go into a Kentucky Fried Chicken, ask for corn, not get it, and think, hey, it's my right to have that corn. You didn't give it to me, so I'm going to cheat you, which actually did happen 2 weeks ago. And I can go down a list of these people who think that their rights mean anything that they want to do, and you prevent, you are trampling on their rights. And they will shoot you and kill you for it. There's tons of stories like that going on now. Now, when that happens, that means government's got to step in. They got to pass more laws. They got to pass more regulations. They got to have a bigger police force. And that's what Eisenhower was warning. If you want to negate God out of this American Constitution and foundation that we got, the only way that the government's going to solve behavior is through a greater presence of police in your life and laws to control that behavior. And unfortunately, a lot of those laws that will be controlling our behavior will affect our freedoms, even if we're not criminals, right? I mean, remember the time, I'm sure you do, you could go into an airport and you could walk all the way back to the gate and watch that plane take off. Well, you can't do that now because there are people out there who believe they have the religious right to blow those planes up. So to stop them from blowing those planes, you are now going to have to live under that tyrannical law that says you can no longer wave to your family anymore as they take off on that runway. That's the type of society that Eisenhower was trying to warn us that we're going to face if we forsake God in this country.
Ah, yes, the military-industrial complex. That's exactly what he warned us about, Martin. So the thing is, when you talk all about this Same-Sex Marriage Act, the Respect for Marriage Act, you know, now it allows, instead of just Adam and Eve, it allows Adam and Steve to tie the knot. And, of course, that's going to, we posted that under surveillance state. And, of course, you know, it's a gift that just keeps on giving. You know, one of the things that, you know, we have to look at down is what our past looks like. And of course, Scott Powell is going to be joining us in the next half hour talking about rediscovering America, how the climate cultists have declared war on farming and food. This is all part of the American way of life that we're seeing disappear, which is not a good thing. I just kind of shudder to think that, you know, we've basically allowed this to happen to ourselves because not enough people stood up. And when it came time to decide whether or not you were going to allow them to stick something in you, that, yes, if you were going to allow them. Yeah, are you there? Yeah, we're here. If you're going to allow the government to stick something in you that basically is not conducive to your well-being and defies what God hath created, I guess you put the government first ahead of God, all because of fear. And this is something that even Roosevelt warned about, was fear. And the fact of the matter is, the military-industrial complex is no different than our worst enemy. So this is what we're facing right now, because people are in denial and they think that the government has all the answers and they can forget about God. Wouldn't you say that's probably what the end result is here from what you're seeing? I'm hoping we have you back. I guess we lost him. We've been talking with Martin Moyer. And just to let you know, he began his career as a journalist for the Religion Today News Syndicate and as the Washington News correspondent for Moody Monthly magazine. And, of course, he became, as a result of that, editor-in-chief of Jerry Falwell's Moral Majority Report. In 1990, he founded the Christian Action Network, which was a nonprofit organization created to protect America's religious and moral heritage through educational and political activism efforts. So both on national and grassroots levels. And, of course, Martin, I guess you're back now.
I'm back, at least for now.
Yeah, I know it. I am just trying to get to the bottom of the fact that we seem to trust the government and allow them to, since St. Patrick's Day of 2020, put us all in a state of fear and believe everything they say and program us with disinformation. And nobody bothered to pick up the good book. I have my good book right here. I read that a lot during that time, and it has my name on it. And underneath it, it has the word, and I'll hold it up to the screen so you people on Brighteon and Rumble can read it. It's the Greek word called theopneustos. For those of you who know what the word theopneustos means, it means God breathed. So, you know, trust me when I say I've spent 3 years in the ministry learning the truth about the Word of God, and my fear was not shaken when they were saying you had to run to the nearest pharmacy and get yourself injected with something that has never been tested, yet the government says, and colleges today out there, the elitist colleges still are demanding that everybody get the jab before they go in there. Now, I got to ask that question again. This is not the American way of life if you're not going to trust God, but instead you're going to trust your government and your liberal teachers that could potentially be leading you straight down the path to hell. What do you think, Martin?
I think we've been living in a nanny state for, at least the past four decades, in which we don't want to take care of ourselves. We want to rely on the state. We want to rely on the feds. We want to rely on the police to solve all of our problems for us. You know, I remember reading a couple of years ago where the Philadelphia chief of police came out and told parents, you got to stop relying on us to take care of your kids. You have to take care of your kids. You can't call 911 every time something happens in your community with these kids. Take care of it yourself. But look, that's the state we live in. So we've been bred and brought up to believe that anything that we suffer, we don't have any money, let's get some federal money or let's get some state aid coming in and helping us out. And because we have now been conditioned to think like that, if the government tells us to take a vaccine that has not been tested, has not been proven, we don't know what the long-term effects are going to be, then we're going to take it. And if we don't take it, well, then they'll add some more stuff. Then you can't travel. You can't have a job if you don't take it. So that now we have to feed ourselves. So a lot of people would say, well, I have to take it. So the government's conditioning us that first, trust us, and if you don't trust us, we're going to compel you into doing it anyway. So you might as well get on board at the very beginning.
See, and this is where we have to stand up and say no. So many of our listeners have done that already, Martin, but this is the bigger problem. We're facing a digital currency, and we're facing this, what Musk is talking about, AI, chip in the brain, all that stuff. To me,
yes.
We're talking, I mean, you look at Revelation 13:18 about 300, 3 score and 6. Or 600 rather, 3 score and 6. You're looking at this and you're going, gee, and everybody thinks it's the mark of the beast, which is, you know, tribulation. But the thing is that they've announced what they're going to do. And people have started to fight back, especially in Ireland and the UK. And the Fed is now starting to do it here, where they're digitizing currency. The pound sterling is undergoing, again, a review to digitize it. See, when they take away the hard currency, which is what the government was founded on, mint coin, that's getting away from our Christian thinking that this country was founded on. Just, you know, we've got 2 minutes left. Where do you see America headed right now based on what's happening?
Well, I don't see it heading in a good direction, that's for sure. We all become subservient to the World Economic Forum, which is the big proponent of what you're just talking about, that social economic scoring and the transhumanism with the electronic chips being placed in people's bodies. So until we can, as individuals in this society, make our voices heard, and it means more than just electing the right people, thinking they're going to do the right thing when they get to office, but make our voices continually heard, then I really don't see this country, you know, being able to survive what we are currently being faced with. These are very powerful people running around the world and influencing what happens in the United States. It's no longer contained to within our borders anymore of what's going to happen to us. But it does mean that we as individuals still have the right under our Constitution to make our voices heard now. We got to do it now before even that is taken away. And I mean, anybody reading the Twitter files will obviously know that the feds are quickly trying to figure out ways to silence you and make sure that that voice you have cannot be heard. So you better start exercising it now.
And that would be through your congressman or through your local state and local government. I think the states are going to have to rise up and have more power and more cojones than what our Congress people are doing, because it seems like when they get up there, they just do whatever they want and forget about we the people.
Well, also get in front of the media. I mean, form some groups in your churches, you know, get in front of your local media. Force them to hear what you have to say. That's what the liberals do. They don't just call their congressman and their senator or their state official. They get into the faces of people. And we have to fight fire with fire here. We can't bring out, you know, a little water pistol hoping to put down this huge fire we are currently being faced with. We got to play their game. And, you know, we hear that all the time now, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at Ms. Cracker, you know, on RuPaul's Drag Race. We have to reinvent the American family. And she says that while she's in drag, you know, we have to use the Christmas season to introduce LGBTQ to the American family. And I'm like, you people are going to be answering to the Almighty in the worst way. So not in my house. Yeah.
They keep doing that, Dave. You know, that idea of just pushing this on you, and it's just bombing pretty much everywhere, right? I mean, the theaters, there's been several movies coming out now trying to push the LGBT agenda, and they're all bombing at the box office, Disney.
They are.
With their little gay animation that came out with, probably lose several hundred million dollars on that gambit. And there's been other films out recently that tried the same thing, and they're not working. People don't want to hear the message. That's fine. You don't want to hear it. But you also got to have your voice heard. You got to replace it with something. So make sure that voice is being heard.
There you go. Martin Moyer, thanks so much for joining us here on this segment of the Power Hour. ChristianAction.org is the website. Martin Moyer is also on Substack. We'll be back with Scott Powell after the break. Stay with us.
Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
My, how time flies when you're having fun. 34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Monday, December 19th, 2022, 6 days before we celebrate Christ's birthday. And you got to wonder who put that date on the calendar, whether it was the pagans, who did it. Again, you know, look in your history books and what it teaches you. I have an expert American historian. Yeah, you wonder why I brought that up, right? Why did I bring up the fact that Christ's birthday may have actually been in the last part of September? You know, see, it's what history teaches you. And if you ignore it, like the famous philosopher George Santayana say, you are condemned to repeat it. And of course, Scott Powell is back with us on the Power Hour. He's a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, and a frequent guest of the show, and amongst many, many others, been interviewed by dozens of newspapers and journals all across the world, calling on twice to provide expert witness testimony for U.S. Senate committees on foreign relations and the Select Committee on Intelligence. Oh, now there's a contradiction in terms. China model in the WEF is your most recent article. Scott Powell, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Hey, why don't we start with how was Christmas Day established? Because it's an interesting story, and I have a fairly short answer.
I'm ready.
You know, early Christians in the Roman world selected December 25th for the Nativity feast, celebrating the birth of Jesus, the day that it became Christmas, because that day was in the plausible time span for Christ's birth, and it also fell on the date of the most important pagan festival, the birth of the winter solstice, sun god Natalis Solis Invicti. So, you know, and going a little bit further, in the early colonial American times, the Anglicans, Lutherans, Moravians, and Catholics, who settled primarily in the Middle Atlantic colonies and in the South, were actually the first to celebrate Christmas in America. The northern colonies, which were largely influenced by Calvinism and Puritanism, were less inclined to celebrate Christmas in those early days. You know, however, you know, that began to change with the growing arrival of Christian immigrants from many lands. And in fact, you know, it's fascinating, and this is yet another segue, is how did Santa Claus enter the Christmas tradition? Well, we all know that Santa Claus is synonymous with Saint Nicholas, and it was the Dutch Reformed that came to New York, primarily New Jersey, New York. That's where they settled, and they celebrated Christmas, and they were all excited about something they called Sinterklaas. And they spoke that with a Dutch accent, and that was synonymous with, that meant Saint Nicholas. They pronounced it Sinterklaas. And the American, the other people around it weren't Dutch. They didn't really understand the Dutch accent. It sounded like Santa Claus. And so that's how Santa Claus came into being.
Ho, 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 ho. And now you know why we have the Miracle on 34th Street movie. Ho,
that's
ho,
right.
Ho, ho.
Great movie, by the way. I watched it for the first time in about 10 years. I was charmed
by
it.
I always thought It's a Wonderful Life was better. But, you know, it's okay.
I see that every year with my daughter. We watch it every year. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Well, of course. It's got Jimmy Stewart in it.
I'm the
Clary House Snacks guy.
Oh man, I gotta
have fun with this, you know. Look,
this is a time of celebration, and there's good reason for it. You know, it's not just the decorations, the lights, the music. It is the fact that Jesus Christ was born. And it may not be absolutely accurate that it was December 25th, but that's what we've decided. And so I can live with that. And it is great to celebrate that. I mean, my gosh, the Savior was born, and we who believe are saved. Wow.
Well, and see, we acknowledge that every time we pray, and if you pray without ceasing, like it says in Ephesians, then you will constantly be acknowledging Yeshua, or Yeshua, as some say, and three times a day without fail I pray in his name. And see, you're celebrating his birth every time you open your mouth and you pray. So remember that, folks. Yep. You can celebrate Christmas 365 days a year without fail, just by praying in his name. So we appreciate, you know, the back story on this. There's always a backstory, Scott, somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's true. And, you know, for your audience, most of your audience believes like we do. You know, you probably have a Christian audience for the most part. But we all know people that, you know, that are in disbelief, and they don't know. And, in fact, we have what we read about in Jude and First Peter and Thessalonians. We have the rise of so many false religions now, and really the whole thing that we want to talk about with, you know, the WEF agenda, the World Economic Forum agenda, which is climate, is all based on climate apocalypse. You know, the fear that the, you know, that we're going to destroy the environment, that so forth and so on, drives is, they're using that to drive their agenda, the war against carbon and now the war against nitrogen, the war against fertilizers, is all part of that. It's all out of that false religion, and it is truly a demonic and false religion. And I say to everybody, do you want to have a false religion or do you want to have the real thing? Start with the real thing, and everything will start falling into place as it should in your life. If you start with a false religion, all your priorities are going to be screwed up.
Well, that's a big part of it. The thing is that, you know, the Bible has prophesied that there would be the Antichrist and false prophets coming.
Right.
And, of course, you know, by virtue of the fact everybody, Scott, ran out there and got the jab, they put their faith in government before they put their faith in God. And whether they had to put up with COVID or not, like I did, we didn't take the jab. And I don't mind telling people that.
I stood up
for my faith. I said, no jab, no swab, none of that stuff. I will take the fruits of the earth and I will heal myself. And that's exactly what we did. The thing is the climate cultists and everybody, this declaration of war on farming and food, they seriously, you know, go along with what the WEF is saying. And the thing is now they're grooming, now that the Committee of 300's chairman has now passed on, her son has taken over, and he and the rest of them are all trying to decide exactly who's going to live and who's going to die. This is where we have to stand up. And what has history taught us about how we stand up against these people?
Well, we push back. You know, we stand on the truth at every turn, and we fight falsehood with truth, and we don't back down. We do not back down. We do not compromise in any way, but even get more grounded in the truth, because the truth has the power to defeat falsehood, and we're seeing that more and more. You know, when you think about what everyone's experiencing now with, you know, the craziness, I mean, everything's being inverted. I mean, think about for a moment. Just think about how our social fabric is being inverted and overturned in almost every way. First, let's just start with protection of children. That used to be a paramount importance, you know. Men would always, you know, it's the women and the children first. You know, you take care of them, you protect them, you protect their innocence. No more, you know, children to be groomed by these crazy people. And sex, well, you know, God created, you know, male and female, man and woman. Nope. They're saying that, oh, no, man can choose his own sex, change his sex. This is crazy. A pursuit of truth is being replaced by relativism. People make up their own truth now. And, you know, Martin Luther King accomplished an amazing thing in his ministry that brought about the civil rights movement. And we all remember that he spoke very strongly about the content and quality of character as being the most important thing, as basically, if we got wrapped around that we no longer look at the color of people's skin. Well, that's all been turned over by the woke, right? And, you know, merit has been replaced by diversity. You know, merit's not important anymore. I mean, give me a break. Merit is everything. I mean, and we could just go down the list. I mean, patriotism being shunned, not celebrated. We're destroying our heritage and tearing down historical monuments and statues. And honest elections. Let's not forget elections give us the legitimacy of our government. Well, they're vanishing. Honest elections are vanishing. We know what happened in 2020. We've had a replay in 2022. And how about 24? If we don't have honest elections in 24, we may not have elections again.
Yeah, that's kind of sad, too, that we even have to face that. And the thing is that we already know or suspect that we've got a real problem with election irregularities, and that is being challenged in Arizona, finally.
Yes. Pray for Arizona that we can have, that the truth can prevail there. Because if it does, wow, you know, that can have wider consequences. And that's what we need. We need to get a victory in Arizona.
Well, the bigger problem that they have too, such as New Mexico and Texas as well, and California, is these borders. And as of Wednesday, Title 42 is about to be lifted, and there are tens of thousands gathering at the border right now, ready to invade our country. And we know it. I mean, it's in our face, and the administration, the current administration, just seems to encourage it. What these people don't understand is they want to come in here and they want to replace us with cheap labor. And right. what they don't understand is a lot of these people are God-fearing and may not stand the test of what these people's intentions are. Yeah. Wouldn't you think?
Yes, I don't disagree. Tell the audience what Title 42 is, because I'm sure some of them don't know what it is.
Well, this is the particular plan that they have in mind that would require people to, as part of this whole fracas, to remain in Mexico. They would have to go through the proper channels. I mean, I'm just giving you a run for it here to give you a specific definition. It's an immigration law. And, you know, basically that's one of the things that everybody has been screaming about to uphold. And when that happens and they cancel this, it's going to allow total chaos at our border. People coming across without knowing at all what the health status is, by definition, a public health risk. And that's one of the reasons Title 42 is there. It's still set to expire this Wednesday. And so once that goes away and everybody can just run into the country willy-nilly with whatever disease they happen to have, Title 42 will end the reasoning of vaccines for people coming into this country and at least checking them for disease to see whether or not they're going to contaminate. I mean, it's bad enough right now that they're busting people who basically are coming across the border that have criminal records and sending them back. But then there's a lot of gotaways that have criminal records.
Yeah, a lot of gotaways.
They don't even know what's going on. And not only that, I mean, this is going to create a security and economic crisis because of the mass migration. And basically what the administration doesn't want to admit is they are contributing to the humanitarian crisis. That's a bigger problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're lying to the American people about it, and the American people, I think, have realized that it is a lie, and they don't want Title 42 to end.
No, we should not, and so we'll see what happens. Wednesday is technically it's the drop dead date on it, right?
It is. So anybody wants to chime in on the conversation? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We have Scott Powell on the line here. And, of course, now the circumstances we've been talking about, the declared war on farming and food. We've seen over 100 plants burn, but they were all accidents. They're shorting us on fertilizer. It's costing farmers way more money. We had Clayton from Heaven's Harvest Food on, Clayton Llewellyn, and we had gobs and gobs of news articles on that end talking about the food shortages that are expected. And, you know, people just need to understand that this is all planned, that this is not happenstance, that this is not climate control, that these people are deliberately shorting us and raising the price of food so that we are spending all our money on one thing and not on the things that we need to be spending it on. The record number of foreclosures is increasing en masse. I'm working on a list right now for a workshop that we're doing at the end of January in California to deal with over 14,000 active foreclosures in that state right now. Texas, Florida, and California lead the nation in foreclosures, and that number is going to go up next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your book, Rediscovering America. People need to get enlightened.
Rediscovering America is it is like no other really it's like no other it falls in the history category. I hate people to think about, oh, it's a history book. It's like no other history book. Because of its approach to the central issue of our time, that our country is now in a fight for its life. and a hydra-headed war of ideas is being waged by enemies of America to undermine our heritage, divide our people, so as to bring an end to life in our constitutional republic as we and generations before us have known it. And the enemy is working from within as well as from outside of our borders. We know that. And the latest article that, you know, you might want to talk about was entitled, and I don't choose titles for my articles. I submit them. I may have my own title, but they retitled it The China Model and the World Economic Forum. And basically, I drew parallels between what the CCP in China, what it's all about, what its priorities are, what its agenda is, and what is the agenda of the World Economic Forum. And we find that, you know, there's a parallel. So we've got, you know, we've got the external enemy in China and then the internal operation that is fueled by the World Economic Forum, that is this false religion that, you know, that seems to infect a lot of political leaders around the country. We have to be grateful that we're not. I mean, you look at the Trudeau administration, they are lost. Canada is gone. Australia is largely gone. New Zealand, the same. We see in Britain now, you've got the Prime Minister of Great Britain is a WEF, you know, acolyte. I mean, he's been trained by them. Same in Holland. Same in Germany. It's incredible. And the best example of what happens when these policies are put in place fully is Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka was totally destroyed by its adoption of WEF policies to its agriculture.
It was, and look what they did to the presidential palace. The people spoke up and they rioted and they basically cast out the leadership. But their economy is still in a state of complete.
Yeah, I mean, the destruction is done, and you can rebuild, but it may take a few years. But anyway, it's crazy. So for people that don't understand this, let me share just a little bit about. Everyone's probably heard the founder of the World Economic Forum is a guy named Klaus Schwab, whose father was a Nazi, by the way. You know, they have been recruiting and cultivating corporate and political leaders from all over the world to embrace a vision and a plan for complete social, political, and economic transformation, what we've all heard as the Great Reset. And it's really nothing short of a communist new world order. The plan calls for the end of sovereign states. In other words, we no longer have a government. We surrender to a world order. The end of private property. So, you know, no one owns anything anymore. The remaking of the economy based on environmental, social, and governance rankings, the so-called ESG rankings, the replacement of oil and gas with the so-called green and sustainable sources of energy, the transformation of agricultural production, and we can talk a little bit more about that because that's probably of greatest interest, the replacement of traditional money with social credit score-linked digital currency. I mean, if you want to see the future of what can happen in America, just look at China. China controls its entire 1.3 people population through a digital currency now, where there is a social credit score attached to people's access of their money that is controlled by the government. The government doles out, the accounts are with the government. If you've been speaking out against the government or you've been attending church and you're busted by government officials, suddenly your credit score goes to zero. You can't take any money out.
No food, nothing.
Yeah, and they can control where people can move around to. So your money is only usable in your city where you live. You go outside, go to another city, you can't access your money because the government doesn't allow you to take money out of any other place other than the city in which you live. I mean, this is crazy stuff, but people who want to control our lives, they want this. You know, universal passports, we dodged that bullet, but it's still, you know, they're still pushing for it. And these are only some of the initiatives that have all come out of the World Economic Forum. They are sort of the hothouse, if you will, the breeding ground for these ideas that that are leading these, lead to these policies when put in place that just take away people's freedom. This is a struggle between tyranny and freedom. Don't make any mistake. And unfortunately, one of our political parties is more taken with it, but we have corruption that crosses party lines now. So our big problem in America is that we have corruption that is deep and broad. And until we really deal with that, our future is in jeopardy.
Well, in all of this gain-of-function research, we're now hearing the news is reporting that it hasn't provided, this gain-of-function research has provided zero benefit. In fact, what it's done more so is to contribute to what the overall intent of the WEF is, and that is to depopulate the world down to 500 million people where they could be managed and controlled by these very systems the CCP is now implementing. That would be a fair statement.
Right. Absolutely.
So, this is the first thing I've been trying to tell people, Scott, is that, one, you've got to get it into your head in order to get rid of the cognitive dissonance that the COVID-19 SARS virus was manipulated to become a bioweapon. And secondly, you have to understand that the intent in the use of the bioweapon is to infect as many people as possible so that they can come up with a Hegelian dialectic. We've got the solution, and the solution is we're going to allow so many of you to go into hospitals, which we're going to turn into death camps. We're going to incentivize them so that they kill you. I mean, they're doing this stuff in China, only they're harvesting organs when they're alive, depending on what religion you're in. And literally now they're attacking Christianity with this, same-sex marriage act. It looks to me like unless we start standing up and start screaming, we are on our way out the door.
Well, we're going to hold firm. I believe that, we will prevail, but we've got to be strong. We've got to be grounded. I mean, it really helps to go back and study the first 300 years of Christianity to see the kind of persecution that went down, because we may face similar kinds of persecution. But at the same time, we know that Christianity really exploded during persecution. So I see that happening now. When earlier I sort of got partially through a list of inversions that, are very troubling. And most people, when they just apply their common sense, they say, no, that doesn't make any sense. So people, we're living in a time where the harvest can be great, because people do want some certainty in their life.
They do.
They do. And they want to have a belief system that they can trust. The world is providing none of that.
No. Got to put God first, Scott. I mean, we're out of time now, and there's my Tom Petty music I asked our board op Todd to play. It's called I Won't Back Down, if you've never heard the song before. That's what we have to do. We have to stand our ground. Rediscovering American Scott Powell, thanks so much for being with us in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. What's left of it if you can keep it?
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. PowerMall.com.